This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, which is a presentation of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is enjoying, I guess I put that in quotation marks, because she usually enjoys herself when she's with us, but she's doing some New Year's thingamabobber, and imagine that, on New Year's weekend, doing some New Year's sort of thing. Good heavens.
How
hashtag
she rest and relaxation,
right.
Do you think she is?
Yeah, exactly. But stop all of that stuff. Hashtag stop it. That's one of the things. I don't understand. How do people put all these hashtag things? What does it mean when you put a hashtag in something? Like somebody sent me...
Yeah, it's for social media, whenever there's a certain category of things and people are joining in the same conversation, they'll use the same hashtag. Or if people want to see what other people are saying about a certain topic, they will search that hashtag.
Really? So I'm just clicking on hashtag animals that somebody sent me, and I'm looking, it brings me around. Oh, okay. So I see now what this is. Here's the here's a cow with a farmer, and the cow is laying down. This is the therapy cow. And the farmer, I can see the farmer does his, has the same relationship with his cows as I do. Ah, okay, so that's very sweet. All right, now I don't know, how can I pass that along, though? I'll have to talk to you about how I can move that stuff along. And it certainly is it's a nice distraction from the reality of our discussion here in this hour, but we better get at it, because there are a lot of things to talk about. The charts for this past year... Talkers Magazine has given us the overview, folks at Talkers, as they study news talk radio stations and personalities and all of the things that are a focus of the issue-oriented news talk radio world. So that's how they come up with these stories, by reviewing what is going on. They talk to the hosts and the program directors and that sort of thing at the stations and listen around to a lot of them. So the list includes... But I don't think it's limited to these. It just happens that they feel these are the top 10 stories of the year. Mm-hmm. So I'll go through them with you, Jay, and with the people that are listening. At number 10, the situation with the weather and what's going on with all of the wild storms, whether it be summer storms, winter storms. Look at the Buffalo thing. People say, I always love it when there's a storm. It's the storm of the century. Well, last year, it was the storm that was the storm of the century.
This is a once in a generation.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Hello, it snows in Buffalo. It's always snowed in Buffalo. It's a big deal in Buffalo.
That was
a big storm. Yeah,
that was
it was a big storm. Yeah. Number 9, COVID. What do we have to say about COVID at this point that hasn't already been said? Is there anything about COVID that is other than the, excuse me, expectation that, oh, we're going to have another COVID winter? No, we're not. We're going to have a winter that will see COVID. It'll see the flu. It'll see colds, because they're all basically part of the same viral family. And so we hopefully will ignore the news media's fear-mongering. I think that's one of the big stories of the year, how badly the news media has taken care of what I guess all of our needs are to know what's going on.
Well, I want to know what's going on with all of those people who lost their jobs because they chose not to be vaccinated.
Yeah, right. How are they coming back into the fold, are they? I think they ought to be.
They should.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's see here. Social media is number 8 on the list, and what's happened in big technology, certainly the plight of Elon Musk and how he worked over the Twitter folks. I say that and chuckle about it because, excuse me, seems to have thrown a Molotov cocktail into the whole operation. Let's see here. Number 7 on the story list for the year has to do with sort of personal relations. You know, the gay community, the LGBTQ community, but more than anything else, the discussion of abortion and what communities are affected by that. Pretty much everybody is. And the Republicans are licking their wounds, as a matter of fact. I was very interested in having a conversation and then looking, doing a little research into what they refer to as recalibrating their message, especially when it comes to abortion. They're not making a big to-do out of this, at least publicly, but this is going on because they know they would have done, they've ascertained, let's put it that way, that they would have done better had the Roe v. Wade thing not been a part of the general discourse. The public, mostly women who are your age, Jay, have been riled up about this. That's probably a nice way of putting it. They have spoken, and mostly what they've said is, give us back our rights. Who are you, you old white men, to tell us what to do with our bodies? And that's always been the theme or the subplot to the discussion, right? So all of these...
There's so much more to it. People look at it as a simple yes or no situation, that people who get abortions are because that's their safe sex practice or whatever, or they're very promiscuous and they don't have a baby and they should just do a better job of making sure they don't get pregnant rather than choose an abortion. But that's not the only reason people get abortions, and this has hindered a lot of people who actually need medical care from having that option ahead of time before something bad happens with their body, and then they actually, if it becomes an emergency situation.
Yeah. Well, whether they go along with codifying this in the House and the Senate, that will change the reality if they push it around and redo some sort of electoral thing. But their base is, and they know this, they have been, the Democrats certainly had their base galvanized with this discussion. And the swing voters, pretty much all of them, who would, before, I never trust polling before the election because people lie, but I think after the election people don't feel like there's any reason to not tell the truth, so they tell you what they really think. And there's certainly, especially with swing voters this past year, there was a huge percentage that said abortion was their top issue, more than the economy, more than Trump, more than any of this stuff. And I get it. I understand it because I hear it in my family all the time. And I think that there's the cry is, leave people and their personal issues alone. That's the message I get. And the Republicans apparently are beginning to get it too. You may not hear that discussion with Sean Hannity or some of the other right-wing hosts, but that's what's the general overview of what is going on here in terms of where they are. This is, by the way, from this week's Hill magazine, which is the magazine or the newspaper that is for the government. That's why they call it the Hill. Hello, the Hill. All right. So next on the list, as we count them down, crime is number 6. Wow, isn't it though? Huh? And even though there is a focus on the murder rate being down, if you can believe that, in the country, there are pockets where there's a huge increase, or the numbers have stayed shockingly high. Chicago always gets the call when it comes to that, but there's some other areas, Baltimore as well, horribly managed, horribly run. You know, you don't, if you're really serious about running a city or a government and making sure that things are taken care of, you don't have this being done better than that. Do you know what I mean? This is the big problem, so you deal with it. You take all the time it takes to render the city in a more flattering light. And that's, you know, I say that about Baltimore and Chicago, but there are plenty of other places that, you know, don't be fooled by the headlines. Crime is not down. Murders are down. That number that you'll see this weekend, looking back at the year, is the number of people who were murdered, but not the amount of crime. And you look at some of the big cities in our country, New York and Los Angeles, as an example, the outrageous approach to crime. If Jennifer were here, I'd just let her go off on this idiot who is the DA in Los Angeles.
Oh,
and the guy,
so bad.
It's ridiculous. How do you, Ryan, who thinks like that? Who thinks that because you do something, there's gradient levels of thievery? If you steal something, you're a thief. So, am I reading this? The politically, socially correct world thinks, well, it wasn't really that bad that he broke into the house and stole all the, whatever he stole, the jewelry. After all, she has a lot of money, and so why do we worry about that? It's okay.
Right?
Let him keep the jewelry.
A victim is a victim.
Right.
A thief is a thief.
Exactly. All right, let's see here. Number five, the war. The week has not been a good one for the Russians, even though, okay, so here's Putin who says to Zelensky, let's have peace talks. Let's see if we can negotiate something. And then this nutcake next day launches a barrage of missile attacks on Ukraine. So one day he says, let's talk. The next day he fires off dozens and dozens of missiles and blows up lots of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds about right when you're referencing Putin.
I suppose, yep. He's a crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. That's it. I guess bottom line is he's just plain crazy. All right, let's give a moment to the weather and what you can do to take care of your car. Thanks to the help of O'Reilly Auto Parts, they have do-it-right deals on antifreeze and coolant, also wiper blades and that sort of thing. So if you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get help from the professional parts people there. They'll help you install new wiper blades if you need them. They won't charge you anything, and then they'll help you get the right, whether it's the antifreeze for the thing that clears off your window or whether it's the antifreeze for your engine, they'll get it right with you. Get your battery tested too, free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and...
you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's now 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program. You can find this list, by the way, of the items that were the top News Talk stories of this past year. As usual, every week we post them at gooddayshow.com, and they're also at talkers.com as well. So Doug and Jay looking now over to Jay's side of the room for comments from social media about the big stories of the year. So what are we getting from some of our listeners who have strong opinions about these things, Jay?
Yeah, asking what do you believe were the three biggest news stories of the year, and some definitely coincide with what the charts say, and then there are some others that are being added. Karen Mayfield says Elon taking over Twitter and letting Trump back in, and then also shipping problems. It's been so long I've forgotten what I ordered. I feel like a lot of us can relate to that.
Well, the packages being stolen, that's an issue that still hasn't been really resolved well, even if people have cameras at their front door when things get dropped off by FedEx or UPS or Amazon or whatever. Mm-hmm. I still haven't settled out. Last year at this time, I bought a couple of presents for my daughter and daughter-in-law, never got delivered. Hamaker Schlammer never wanted to deal with the problem, the issue, so I was out $148. And I would never, ever, ever buy from them again. Never. And part of it is, you know, what they hope you'll do is do what that lady just talked about. I forgot what I ordered. Mm-hmm. I forgot to deal with it, so they're $148 ahead, and I don't have the gifts that I bought. So, Karen, you're right on. All right, what else have we got here?
John Liguria says the 6th of January hearing and the war in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Definitely big topics this year. Debbie Burke Scott says, 1, truth about people dying because of the COVID shot. 2, truth about Biden's son. The laptop is not Russian disinformation. And 3, millions of people who don't go through the proper gateway to enter into the USA and getting taxpayer dollars from the minute they cross in.
Let's go back to number 2, the truth about Biden's son. This has been one of the biggest footballs, most irresponsibly misreported by the mainstream news media. I'm not sure how to read, it's not Russian disinformation. This kid or man is dirty as could be, as the day is long, as far as I can figure.
Twitter even worked with the federal government to suppress those news stories from showing up on people's news feeds.
Yeah, okay. There, that says it all. All right, what does Mr. Erskine have to say?
Pretty much what we just discussed. The biggest story of the year was the release of the Twitter files, which revealed the federal government's collusion with Twitter to violate the First Amendment rights of the people and the interference of the FBI in the election by hiding the Hunter Biden story.
It's outrageous. All right, keep going. You got some good ones here.
Jan 6, the Ukraine invasion. And third is a toss-up, depending on political persuasion and age. Elon Musk and Twitter, Kanye West troubles, COVID.
Interesting, but Kanye West, yeah, I wouldn't consider that to be a top 10 story. I just don't. But listen, we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is an interesting conversation. Okay, next up, who is it?
Bud Phillips wants to know what happened to the whole herd immunity thing. And why isn't Hunter Biden in prison? And why isn't Fauci in prison?
Fauci, yeah. Okay, I just chuckle about him because he's such a contradiction, even in his own world. All right, one more. We have time for one more quick.
And then Terry Stevie points out the war in Ukraine, the election, and shortages like baby formula, cold meds. It's just not good at all.
Yep, it is. So there's some good comments. Help yourself. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. You are listening to the Good Day overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio as we review what's happened this past year in our formats. 28 after the hour.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Same cost, smaller package. How rampant is this now? Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added the word shrinkflation, official definition, the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden on Thursday signed a $1.7 trillion spending bill that will keep the federal government open through September of 2023 and provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine and more pork than the American taxpayer can afford in a time of inflation teetering on recession. The Food and Drug Administration failed to adhere to its own guidance and internal practices during the approval of Biogen's Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, which was rife with irregularities. An 18-month investigation revealed the FDA's interactions with Biogen were atypical and did not follow the agency's documentation protocol. Bob Penny, an Alabama college professor and actor who performed small roles in movies including Forrest Gump and Sweet Home Alabama, has died at the age of 87. Penny died on Christmas Day, according to the obituary, from Laughlin Service Funeral Home in Huntsville, Alabama. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleague Jay Kirshner going through the numbers, the top news talk stories of the year, the companion hour for the Talk Radio Countdown shows. We talk about all these stories, not necessarily in order, and not necessarily they all have the same impact or influence on our thinking, but we're passing along what we have experienced in conversation between the two of us and other people on the air with us, and the folks that are responding always to us on social media, because that's very important too. One of the things during this past year that I think was underplayed that isn't on the list, but maybe we have a separate list. Maybe we do this on Monday when we come back and realize that we've found our way into a new year. The sort of things that don't get covered and never get talked about on News Talk pretty much anywhere. Except with us. And I don't say that patting myself. You know, somebody says, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back, Doug. I just think that it is important.
It's the truth.
For you to know, for us to highlight what some inspiring human things have happened, and we've talked about them this past year. Some of the everyday heroes, for example, there was a kidney donation chain. Do you remember this took place in Houston in March?
Oh, yeah.
The people who didn't know each other came together to take part in that medical feat that had never been accomplished before. It was a literal kidney donation chain. Now, the way for people to indirectly donate their organs to a loved one, while they all, I think it was an episode of either Chicago Med.
Grey's Anatomy did this.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah, one of them anyway, had this same sort of thing. As you give your organ to a loved one and then you help somebody else who's in need.
If you're not a match for your loved one, but somebody else is, and then it's like, well, you give your kidney to a different patient, and then a family member or friend gives their kidney to somebody else who, that loved one or family member, that's the patient, and then they give their kidney to your loved one. And it was impressive.
Yeah, it sure was. And here's another one of these curio stories about a fellow that was a mailman for 70 years. I remember talking about this guy. He started making $1.80 an hour when he went to work for the Postal Service. His name was Johnny Bell. He's still at it, actually. Longest serving mail carrier. I've been on the job for almost 71 years. He started trying to figure it out. How old this guy's in his 90s, and he's still working for the post office. And there's a public servant. If you ever came across a public servant, yeah, there's the guy. As much as we moan and groan about the post office, you know, there are some people who really sort of toe the line or make the mark or whatever it is. And those are the people that I think we like to appreciate as much as possible. So at any rate, okay, back to the mundane world of the list, the Ukrainians and the Russians and all of that stuff. Border security is an embarrassment for America. Number four, it is. There isn't, most people, if whether they're Democrats or Republicans, if they're really honest with you, they will tell you that this not only is an embarrassment, but it's a real problem for the people who are trying to do this the right way, or for us having to deal with the realities of all these people, and what do we do with them, where do they go, and why is it as taxpayers we have to pay for them basically screwing us over, and the people who are doing it the right way, they're the ones who are really being screwed over. And there's no good reason for it. You know, Joe Biden will yak about stuff that's nonsensical when it comes to it. I was looking at the pieces of his agenda as he looked for. He's number one, by the way, as probably you would expect on the people list. And so I'm looking at some of the things that he says he's going to as he makes his beginning of the year speech. He feels the Inflation Reduction Act was one of the big things that he did during the year, and the Prescription Drug Act that does. I think that is good. I think that of the three things that he says were the most important things he did, the inflation reduction thing and the corporate minimum tax, I think is an embarrassment again. Maybe I used that word too much, but an outrage. But the prescription drug thing, that does need attention. And it is important. And so if he makes that a piece, I love all these people. I remember when the mayor of Framingham, the first mayor, a lady who did a horrible job as mayor, every year at the State of the City address, she'd say, "And we're just getting started," after she'd recount something that she took credit for that she didn't do. And I see a lot of that with Joe Biden. "We're getting started. We're just getting started. Come on, Joe. Give it a rest, will you?" If you saw some of the stuff this past week, there was one of the where he was. I thought, by the way, as an aside, he and his wife were kind of cute at the JFK, the Kennedy Center Awards. If you didn't see those, I think they were broadcast on CBS one night this week. They'll be rebroadcast, I think, as well. But that was Biden was kind of cute in that. And so, you know, there's no such thing as perfection. I don't think he's a great president. I don't even think he's a good president. But he's not a bad guy in the sense that he seems to, you know, he seems to have a tone about him. You know, is he colluding with his son Hunter, and is that going to be an embarrassment for him? You know, you can't, I think he's benefited.
Not colluding, but just kind of protecting him as most parents would for their children, which, in the position he is in, does not make it okay.
No, not at all. I mean, it makes it bad and looks bad for him. And so, you know, this, but we don't seem to be able to find people who are perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. He's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. His son certainly isn't. And so we tolerate some of the good things, even though there's bad stuff there. And the same can be said for Trump, I think. Excuse me. The number three item this week on the story list for the year is the Trump, I would call it in quotation marks, the Trump situation, right? Isn't that what it is? His tax returns are going to be released as we speak. House Ways and Means Committee releasing 6 years of Trump's tax returns. Why? Well, why? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Do you care?
Don't care. Nope.
I don't see how it makes a difference to anybody, unless you're trying to, you know, dump on the guy, and that's, you know, that's become sport for a lot of Democrats. Mm-hmm. And okay, so you don't like the guy. Go ahead. Excuse me, Jay.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, there's so many loopholes with taxes that a lot of rich people they happen to know the loopholes, or they have people they hire on the accountants and the tax people who know the loopholes, and they're
right.
Not actually doing anything illegal. So
no,
who cares?
Right. And under the circumstances, this is one of those gotcha moments. Okay, we got him again. No, you haven't got him again. If you were going to get him, you would have gotten him a long time ago. But he seems to be able, for whatever the reason, people call him, they call Reagan the Teflon president. Let's see. Not Jimmy Carter, but Clinton, Bill Clinton was supposedly a Teflon president, and Reagan was a Teflon president, and nothing stuck. And so Trump is the latest incarnation of all of that. And so when you look at this, again, I don't want to know his bank account numbers. I don't want to know Social Security numbers. And this is me speaking. Democrats who will listen, that guy is a crook. Yeah, he probably is a crook. But Hunter Biden and the Biden, they're all crooks. So what's different about this, other than the fact that you don't like this guy's personality? That's it. Yeah, I mean, what else is there?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, we got to get him.
On the notifier, or not the notifier, but for so many candidates during the midterm election, they were either favored by Trump or they were opposing to Trump.
They didn't do well.
And that was like the big... They're big, not tell or whatever, but that's what was in the headlines. That's how they were identified.
You know, one of the things is when you look at the year in review and you talk about, I don't know, crime is number six. So I'm thinking, we're talking, everybody thinks crime has to do with somebody sticking a gun in your face or threatening to shoot you. But it doesn't. Look at all the crime committed around fentanyl and the drug world. Right? How many people do you know? I can count four people that I know that died this past year because of drug problems. And you probably can too, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about how many people have died because they overdosed or because they were exposed to it, this is a huge national problem. And it's a crime. It's run. That stuff is being brought in by these illegals that are coming into the country. And sometimes it's brought in by the mob, legally, illegally, whatever it is, but it's not a problem that we're dealing with properly. Otherwise, the numbers would be going down, and they aren't. They're going
mm-hmm.
up.
It's not treated as an illness, which is what it is.
No, right. Well, and so, if you will, I look at this and I think of the people whose lives have been wasted because they get hooked on these things, and it's just... Funga bunga. All right, so I think I'll pause here in the action for a moment as we dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. Continuing to look at the charts for this past year from Talkers Magazine, it's 45 after the hour.
paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
All right, it's 47 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, going through a list of things that are ancillary, the whole business of radio and the fact that looking at all the format counts, News Talk Radio is still number one in most of the top 10 markets in our country. The challenge comes at this time of year from the radio stations that play Christmas music. There were 678 stations that went to Christmas music sometime after Halloween, and they all dominated every single market that they were in. They became the number one station. And some of them did a really good job with the music, and some of them did an absolutely awful job this year. I noticed more. There were two stations in Los Angeles where I spent a lot of time over the Christmas period, and one of them, the bigger of the two stations, was awful. Terrible music, and the other one, which was a country station most of the time, had really a lot of fun. But anyway, the point is, News Talk reigns supreme because people want to kind of talk about and hear what people are saying about what's going on in the world. With the crime element, I'm more focused on that because it's a moving target because there's crime every day. One of the things that has cropped up this week are those internet people who are trolling Greta Thunberg, you know, the young girl who's always out talking.
Oh, yeah, the environmental activists.
Right. And so now they have found the people who were doing it, and they arrested them. I thought that was kind of
Andrew Tate. Yeah, he was totally trolling her, and that's not why he was arrested.
No, he was arrested as a human trafficker.
The best way ever, yes, and then he gets arrested for human trafficking in Romania.
Yeah, right, yeah. Good, good that they got him, but I think that kind of stuff. I'm not a fan of hers necessarily one way or another. I think, you know, she's an opportunist, pretty smart young kid. That's good, fine, and dandy, and the news media loves to celebrate somebody like that. That's great. But to have her the way those guys were trolling her, inexcusable and unacceptable. So anyway, there is our conversation about what's been going on this year in News Talk Radio. At your service and on your side, this is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles of R Auto Expert fame. His website, rautoexpert.com. Right now he is at the San Diego Auto Show sitting in a new Jeep Grand Wagoneer, which is a lot different from the Grand Wagoneers that I used to have in the 70s and the 80s, man, right? In terms of the way it's finished off and what it offers for, it's really a big machine, but it's also something you really like these, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're very plush and very nicely finished with a Macintosh sound system and massaging seats. Not what Mom and Dad were used to taking us on road trips in.
Now, I remember I told you the story of why I liked them, because my children could play in the back, behind the back, the second seat. There's a rug on the floor and there's a lot of room, and the car seemed to be safe. You know, whenever people hear me tell that story, they go, apoplectic. What, you didn't have them in seat belts? Wow, no, I didn't. All right, so we have the Consumer Electronics Show. Are you going to that next week, are you, or what's the... With all the new cars? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be some interesting reveals.
You think? All right, so we'll wait until you go. Yeah, I want to know when you're actually there. I noticed that when we look back at the year in review in terms of cars and automotive info, that this year we've talked about product recalls. It's hit a 20-year high. A lot of billions of dollars of units have been involved in recalls. And I wonder, you know, the Ford Auto Group leads the industry in the number of recalls. That's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Yes. One of the things that I'm a little disappointed in is Ford is making increasingly large numbers of their vehicles in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons, I think. The other one is, you know, when you used to be able to take your car into your garage and fix it yourself? Well, now you can't. There's so many things that you know, you can't even open the hood on some of these new cars because they seal them. So that's a problem. And
I think it is.
It needs to go into the shop. You need to stick tools into special ports to have it diagnosed. So you have to have it fixed by a mechanic, and that means recalling things to have them fixed is the only way to do it in a lot of cases.
I think there ought to be. I think the public will respond to that by not buying. I think there's going to be a revolt. We've seen it in the farming business, where John Deere has made it practically impossible with their new tractors to have farmers repair them, and the farmers resent the hell out of it. And I think you'll see that happening with cars. Although the other side of it is, a lot of the kids that come along don't know anything about cars anyway. They wouldn't know how to open the latch of the hood. That's one of the other realities. It seems right. Seriously. Don't really?
Yeah.
Them kids don't know anything about cars.
There's a massive kickback in kids 14 and below. They cell phones. They don't want social media. They're actually getting back into radio and TV because they don't want their individualism profiled out there where everybody can see everything about them.
Yeah.
They like to be able to watch TV and not have their stuff shared everywhere. So mm-hmm. they like to listen to the radio where it's one-way traffic only, which is interesting.
All right, there's a story from Detroit about a road that will actually charge your electric car while you're driving on it. I found out about this when I was in Israel last week, because it's an Israeli company that has convinced the Michigan Department of Public Works to wire the street. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's not a new concept. Infiniti had this sort of concept mat in your garage where you could drive in and actually sort of the car would just sit over a mat. And, you know, remember the old trolleys in San Francisco where it attached to a wire? I mean, the sort of concept of having the electricity along a line is old. The way they're doing it is quite clever. And this intelligence of being able to charge as you drive along is clever. Porsche have had this sort of idea of where you drive along, having the car connected to the road itself and exchanging information. They've been working on these sort of ideas for a while. It's a clever idea, but how expensive does it get to be able to lay new road with cable underneath it? And what happens if you have a break in it, you know?
It's
a complicated idea.
All right. Good luck at the San Diego Car Show. We'll talk to you next week from CES. That's the lovely and talented Nick Miles from RAutoExpert.com here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.